crap.
I make a motion we come out of recess into regular session.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to come out of recess. Question on the motions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. At this time, we'll call to order the May 2nd, 2006 Sussex County Council meeting with the Lord's Prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father,
Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Approval of the agenda that we've already started. Mr. Stickles?
No changes.
Come entertain a motion, approve the agenda. Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Cole to approve the agenda.
Yes.
For May the 2nd, 2006, as in printed form. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Approval of minutes for April the 4th. No. Yeah, April 4th. I thought something. As in printed form before you. April the 4th, minutes. Motion. Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second by Mr. Phillips. To approve the minutes for Sussex County Council for April the 4th, 2006. As in printed form. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Reading correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
I've not been given any.
You may have one piece in that folder. Your yellow folder.
Excuse me. No?
I had that one from Broad Hill area. Thank you from Broad Hill Beach. Let's see. Just paraphrase that. Just thank you from Broad Hill Beach.
Letter from Broad Hill Beach Preservation Association thanking council for a donation that they are using to buy 8,500 sets of American beach grass, which they plan to plant on the beach.
Okay. And with that, how
Mr. Phillips, may I ask to suspend the rules this morning that we have visitors who want to present us copies of Mr. and Mrs. Phillips would come forward, introduce themselves and who they're representing. And I believe Mr. Cole would like to present them with a small gift.
Come to the microphone, please state your name and your association. We know where you're from by what you're carrying, but for the record, would you state your name for
okay.
our listeners?
Hi, I'm Cindy Phillips. It's my photographer and my husband, Dick Phillips.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for allowing us to be here. We're representing the Oak Orchard Riverdale American Legion Post 28 Auxiliary. I'd like to just tell you a little bit about the poppy. A poppy seed lays dormant in the ground until the earth around it is disturbed. And after World War I, poppies bloomed in the fields where our soldiers had fallen in battle, and the poppy became a symbol of remembrance. In 1920, the American Legion adopted it as a symbol of remembrance. In the following year, the auxiliary adopted it as a memorial symbol. Hence, it is still known today as the memorial poppy. These poppies are handmade, all of them by veterans, and all the monies donated goes to help local veterans. When you wear a poppy, you're saying that you remember our veterans who have died and also that you're honoring our living veterans. So we would like to present each one of you today with a poppy and ask that you wear it with pride to say that we remember. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Okay, here. Well, let me do this real quick. On behalf of the Sussex County Council, you want to get a picture? You're the photographer. Here's your, this is your,
This is the time. This is it.
But I'd like to, on behalf of the Sussex County Council, and you have unanimous decision, I'm sure, of support on this issue. from all of us and the staff. But here's $100 for your efforts to the Riverdale.
Thank you American very,
Legion.
Very much.
Thank you. You smile at your husband.
Mr. Cole, just buy the bouquet.
Thank you. And Mr. Cole, these do not have to be watered.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they bloom forever.
Good.
May is considered coffee month, but you are able to wear it whenever you want.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Mr. Cole might have bought the
bouquet. Glasses.
Put it right here.
Thank you.
Put it around my ear. Huh? Put it around my ear.
Put it in there. My buttonhole's not open.
Badge.
I got yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for coming. No, I don't. It's sewed up. Moving right along. Administrative Assistant Hal Godwin and with his list this morning, Proclamation of Soil and Water Stewardship Week, first of all. Good morning, Mr. Godwin.
Good morning. Mr. Council President, members of Council, this morning we have a Sussex County proclamation proclaiming April 30th through May 7th, 2006 as Soil and Water Stewardship Week. Whereas fertile soil and clean water provide us with our daily sustenance, and whereas effective conservation practices have helped provide us a rich standard of living, and whereas our security depends upon healthy soil and clean water, and whereas soil and water stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources, now therefore, the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim April 30 through May 7, 2006 as Soil and Water Stewardship Week.
Motion?
Is there a motion?
Yeah, one.
That was it. Proclamation.
Second by Mr. Dick, second by Mr. Phillips to proclaim the Soil and Water Stewardship Week, as just read by Mr. Godwin. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Everybody's yes. Mr. Godwin. Barking dog complaint.
The next issue is a barking dog complaint, and I really should defer this to Councilman Phillips.
We have visitors.
Okay.
I think Mr. Godwin just suggested he defer it to me.
Correct.
I brought it up 6-7 weeks ago and asked permission from the council that I could look into it further.
If it were
research. Although it was not an enthusiastic endorsement for my effort, there was no declaration that I should not do it, so I ended up doing it. And interestingly enough, I guess a couple newspapers printed that we would consider it, and I started getting calls and emails. And a number of folks stepped forward to express their interest in this subject. If I could ask permission of the president, there's a gentleman that's done a little bit of research on this effort. Mr. Smirk, if you could come forward, maybe present to the council what you have and just give us your thoughts.
Good morning. My name is James Smirk, and I live at 128 Creekside Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, the Point Farm community. And we have a situation in our community where we have a neighbor that has two or three dogs that are sometimes out at 5 a.m. and not retrieved until after midnight, and they bark sometimes for a few minutes and sometimes for an hour continuously. So it's affecting my lifestyle and my well-being, and I'd like to see council enact a ordinance to control, barking dogs.
In the past, we've often looked at other counties to determine whether or not it's practical to move forward with an initiative. And Mr. Smirk was kind enough to research, to a degree, the Kent County ordinance. Have you got copies of that for?
Yes, I do. I have enough copies for everyone here, okay. I believe.
Maybe you could give us a few. I took the initiative to call Kent County and spoke to their code enforcement officer, Steve Watson. And he said it is a difficult law, but one that often is resolved by the folks themselves once they understand there is a law on the books and once they're able to, take a look at it and understand what is expected by their county government. Mr. Watson says they have gotten convictions by the courts. It is something that has to be well documented. They expect those who are complaining to keep a detailed log of the behavior, and those folks are also expected to go to court should come to that. He says, but most of the time, at least 4 out of 5 times, it's resolved by the folks themselves. Once they get the neighbors together, once the law is understood by the person with the dog, most of the time it is resolved. In the course of talking to Kent County, it came to mind that maybe Newcastle County also had an ordinance, and I found out that they did. In their case, it is enforced by the Newcastle County Police. They also said they do get convictions, and again, oftentimes they refer the folks to their website where their ordinance is posted, and they can see exactly what's expected by the county's standards. Also, was sent some information from various constituents. Dewey Beach has an ordinance. It's a long ordinance. There are townships in New Jersey and in Pennsylvania that also have these ordinances. And again, a lot of times it comes down to folks understanding what is expected, and most citizens are law-abiding. They try to take the situation into their own hands. Jim, I really appreciate you taking the time to dig that up for us, and there's some copies of the Kent County ordinance here if any of the people in the press would like a copy.
I have a question of Mr. Smirk.
Yes.
Does Point Farm have anything in their restrictive covenants concerning the matter that you're talking about?
I think they have something about farm animals, but I don't think they have anything about barking dogs. But what they've done is they've posted a notice, but we don't really know if this person has even seen this notice. And supposedly they were going to write a letter, but I don't know if they ever did.
Have you asked the Property Owners Association if they don't have a regulation on noise or barking dogs to consider adopting one? If it's a situation that's disturbing quite a number of people.
I brought it up at a homeowners meeting as far as, you know, and their response was, well, let's post a notice, you know, asking for voluntary compliance and so forth. And that's been done, but I don't know if they've actually, you know, pressed for a modification of the rules.
It might be good to have that even if the county did adopt one, so that there would be two methods of,
I agree with you.
Addressing the problem.
I'll look into that.
Yeah, I've had some complaints recently of wind chimes. The guy's got a house with hundreds of wind chimes, and some were quite noisy. Actually, when he was talking to me, I could hear him in the background. Mr. Phillips, is your intent to go beyond dogs? I mean, because I see Kent County covers a number of issues. Are we just going to worry about dogs if we pursue something like this?
Correct, Mr. Cole. A lot of the ordinances that I've looked at try to address noise in a broader sense. It was not my intent today to get into other types of noise, although it's certainly something we can consider in the future.
So here, number 9 would even curtail a lot of Mr. Jones's family affairs. It says yelling, shouting, hooting, whistling, creating a racket.
That's domestic.
Now, George, I'm trying to be nice to you today so far.
I'm trying not to curtail your family gatherings.
That's correct. Because we live in the country. We don't have to worry about this.
You live in Rehoboth. Come on.
Thank you.
Parties in Rehoboth.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. What we'll do is,
Mr. President, if I could ask, there were some other folks who called me and said they'd like to come. Is there anyone else that would like to maybe? Okay. If you could.
I'm Barbara Sullivan, and I am the president of our community at Blackwater Village. And 99% of the complaints that I receive are barking dogs, and of late we've received noise problems where the person is here and speaks for herself. So and the lady that has the dog barking problem, unfortunately the dogs belong to a police officer of Dagsboro. We have written a letter to him when the dogs were running loose And he did secure with a fence, an electric fence that keeps the dogs contained. But I have a small dog that I walk, and I can verify that the dogs bark incessantly throughout the day. The lady that lives right there directly has a heart condition, and she's very upset. She will speak for herself also. I would love to see some type of a noise ordinance and a dog barking tied in together, as Kent County has. Now, whether or not it can be enforced, we do have in our covenant some regulations there, but it's very, very difficult to carry these out short of a letter, short of trying to take them to court, and then, you know, the famous words, dogs bark. And, of course, during the day, it seems like you have to put up with anything. So I'd like to introduce one of the constituents.
You have a you have a, your own homeowners association. You have a homeowners association.
Yes, yes.
And you don't really want to have to spend the money to take them to court.
Well, we could, but you know, what will happen if we go to court is what we're saying.
What do you think would happen in the county if we went to court?
Same judges,
Well,
I mean, not that I'm arguing with you, because
what I'm trying
had,
to say
I think everybody up here has had the same problems with what we're dealing
with. I'm sure.
Today.
But for the neighbor that lives, and it's a police officer that has the dogs, it's difficult. How do you handle that? Right. You know, it's an issue. And then the person that has the noise issue, it's during the day. Well, I think the council, due to the fact that, you know, these are quarter-acre lots back to back, they're practically as close as we are in yards. And of course, I think the county now calls for a full half acre if you have septic systems. But all the communities that have these close, high-density areas, I'm sure this is an issue that's going to come about, you know, very quickly as people live. And so something has to be addressed in order to make it livable for all people. That's my point.
Thank you very much. We have a pretty full agenda. I know there's some other folks. If you have brief comments, maybe
let's keep it generalization, not pointing fingers at anybody or no names.
Can I ask the lady a question?
Hearing, so I got to keep it.
Mr. Rogers, you live in a subdivision, correct? Did you say
Blackwater Village?
Blackwater Village, right off at Route 26.
Do you have restrictions in your subdivision?
Yes, we do. Right.
Have you looked at regulating this in your subdivision ordinance? In your subdivision,
we have it in our covenant about
but
barking
you can't
dogs
enforce
and running
it?
Dogs loose. What we do is we send a letter, and just as what usually happens is, it simmers down for a little while, and then it comes right back again.
So you think the county could enforce it better than your own?
Yes, I think so, because if there's no law on the books, the people say, I'm not breaking any law. It's just the covenant law, and many people don't consider the covenant. They'll tell me, I don't read that covenant. It isn't worth anything. So, you know, if the issue comes down to, do you take somebody to court over this, and what happens, at least that there's some backup with the county supporting a barking dog and or loud music, you know, and what constitutes loud music, especially when you have high density back-to-back homes.
Well, that's the reason.
It's an issue.
The restrictive covenants were adopted to control all things that occur within the subdivision, and if it's a lifestyle issue where people are being inconvenienced by noise and you do address it, you probably should address it in your covenants, irrespective of whether there's law against it. Otherwise, people will thumb their nose at other violations of your covenants.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. That's why we try to start out with sending the letter and, you know, try to talk about mediation. Okay. And again, perhaps the county would come up with a professional mediator on conditions like this, because I firmly believe that you people should be able to settle their differences without a lot of restrictive laws. But a dog is a dog is a dog. What can I say? And noise.
I want to thank. I don't cut you short. We got a big agenda.
Yes, I'm sure.
In the interest of time, I've got. Thank you very much. While the next person's coming up, I've got what could be considered a draft ordinance. It's not even a draft ordinance.
Does anyone else have an interest?
No, the problem is, Mr. President. The problem is, by the time you get a complaint, you get a call in. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. I heard something. I thought was a dog. And if I'd called the enforcer to come out there, Tommy got there, it was quit barking. So how do you measure the decibel rating because the dog has quit barking when it gets there? I mean, this is something I think we're getting into that we should not be getting into. I know it might be a problem, but the problems I've heard this morning are from homeowners associations, and you should be enforcing it yourself. Sorry, but that's the way I feel.
Well, Dale, I had a complaint, like I said, about wind chimes, and the guy really is serious, and the people also have dogs, but the big thing was wind chimes. He's not in a private subdivision. He's just in the rural area. My only concern is what Mr. Phillips just passed out just as addresses dogs. We've got to, if we're going to address it, we need to be addressing something similar to Kent County, and then the question is who would enforce it? Would our P&Z inspector do it?
Kent County exempts chimes, Mr. Cole.
Well, I it could be, but I mean, I'm just saying we need to go to a system. Yeah. We can't just be worried about dogs
because
there's too many complaints.
Okay. And then you're going to get complaints on tractors.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to have an ordinance on every piece of equipment or type of animal or whatever. So we either have to go to the extent that Kent County has, or I don't think we can do anything at this point, unless we're going to, like I say, take the whole ball of wax, because I can't see just addressing dogs, because then we're going to look like there's too many other noise problems.
Well, I guess, again, I don't try to do something too comprehensive, because oftentimes when you go down that path, you create something unworkable, you create something so complicated that no one can understand it. By addressing this very issue, the barking dogs, it may be that we can find out if there is a process within the county government to enforce at least this aspect of noise. And if there's not, then maybe we rescind the ordinance in 2 years, and then that'll be that. This is more of an outline than a draft ordinance. It simply talks about the standards that would be expected. It leaves open-ended who would be the enforcement agency. I put possibly the sheriff, possibly the constable's office, or a code enforcement officer separate from anything that we already have. It talks about the noise having to be 30 minutes of continuous barking or howling. It gives some definitions, and it talks about certain fines. There's extra copies here. I know the president wants to move on. There is an opportunity at the end of the meeting for anyone who wants to speak, but unless the president recognizes you, I don't know that we're going to have any more discussion this morning.
We have a major user from the state police, and I don't know if you get into this or not. I know that this is something you like to handle. Do you ever get complaints? Do you have to go out?
Does your dog bark?
Would it be cheaper to buy muzzles and hand them out?
My name is Randy Hughes. I'm a major with the Delaware State Police, field operations officer for Kent and Sussex County. To answer Mr. Cole's question, does my dog bark? My dog is a Brussels Griffon and very, very small, weighs about 4 pounds. So she stays in the house, and we're okay there.
I would have expected.
But she does bark.
I would have expected a state policeman to have a big dog.
Most people do, and I like Taffy. She's got a real trooper named Taffy. So
that's embarrassing.
Yes, it is. I didn't know I was going to be here today doing this. The barking dog complaints. Yes, we do receive several complaints about barking dogs and loud parties or music, especially as the summertime comes and people open their windows and we're enjoying this great Sussex County of ours. However, we deal with the loud parties. There used to be a law called a criminal nuisance law. However, that's not in effect now. And in the disorderly conduct section, it does talk about loud utterances or noises. Normally, we do not arrest for barking dogs. We will refer those to our partners in the SPCA and work with them on dogs at large. It is a tough problem, as many people have said. I know in my development or my subdivision, we have some regulations there, and we've unfortunately had to utilize those in the past to rectify the problem, which it did work. Another problem with this is when you do have developments or subdivisions, it is a neighbor disputes, and neighbor disputes can be testy at times, and it is very difficult because we spend large amounts of money, our largest investments are going to be our homes, and we want to have a nice, safe, secure environment there. And it is difficult. And so in those neighborhood disputes, we find ourselves a lot of times being that mediator to try to bring the parties together. I was happy to hear that in Blackwater Village it was not a state trooper involved there. I was happy to hear that this morning. But that issue could also, maybe I could help with that a little bit too, and I will make a phone call when I leave here today. So I probably haven't answered your question, but they are tough.
No, you have.
The neighborhood disputes are very, very difficult.
I guess I've heard what you've said when you say you've turned it over to the SPCA. I've got a lot of constituents call. They say, we called the state police. They turned us over to the SPCA. We called the SPCA. They said, there's nothing that they can do about it, so right. We're calling you.
Right.
And they call us. And I don't know, how many people here have an interest in this issue? Can you raise your hand? I mean, just they knew this was on the agenda, and there's eight or so people that have came out. It's a widespread issue.
It is a tough issue, and if it comes to a county ordinance, and the question then becomes who enforces that county ordinance, and not only who enforces that, who prosecutes that county ordinance, and then not only when you go through prosecution, and in order to receive a conviction or to obtain a conviction, there is quite a bit that will have to be done. I know in Kent County there has been some problems in the conviction part of that. Normally things are worked out prior to. But in the conviction, because of the time limits of 30 minutes, well, who started the clock? Was the clock certified? This simple questions like that. So, and it does become a little bit of a problem. It does become problematic.
I don't know if he's here, but one gentleman actually had a recording of the dog, and he said, I want to bring it and play it. And I think he may be on vacation this week and couldn't make it, but...
The dog's not barking. He's getting a little sleep that he requires.
I guess that's the type of evidence that would have to be presented to...
They can be very problematic. So.
Thank you, Major. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yes,
okay, we're getting behind our agenda, and some of our other items are starting to leave us because they got other appointments. But I want to thank you all for coming. Your comments are taken seriously, and pretty much they're all the same with the seriousness that you got barking dogs in your subdivisions, and you want something to back your covenants up with. We will take the information that's been provided to us from the Kent County, from Mr. Phillips, and also the suggested draft, and let everyone read it here and talk about it further in the future here. But this is not the first time this has been brought up.
No, it is.
About 5 years ago, I spent nearly a week in Lewis at a neighbor's house to hear a dog bark. The gentleman left on Tuesdays and come back on Saturdays, and it never stopped. And the what now?
She needs to come to the podium.
Well, that's another, today, this is not a public hearing, and it's on the agenda is dog barking, so that has to be something else. We can't talk about that today.
I'm sympathetic, ma'am, to a noise ordinance, but yeah. I just, not just for dogs.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't limit it. Personally, I just can't see going through all the effort to limit it just
to dogs.
It
has to be a generalization of a lot of things.
If they can come up with something, and there's a consensus here, I'd be supportive of it, because I got people complain all the time. I'm in the beach area. I live down there, and we get a lot of complaints other than dogs.
Yep. And like I said, boom boxes and everything else, beeping horns. The big complaint now starting to come is the alarm systems on cars early in the mornings. They just did a survey on Fox News about that. So we will get back to that in a future date after we review this here. Thank you all for coming this morning. And with that, we'll move on. Debbie Asher leave?
Yeah.
I was going to bring her back in here. I'm sorry that she has left.
Being there with number one, they thought they had to go to work.
Okay. Mr. Godwin, would you approach the bench again, please? And wastewater agreement, the Peninsula Marina Bay, Phase 2, Area 1, Agreement Number 565.
Mr. Council President, members of Council, we have three wastewater treatment agreements this morning. The first one is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Peninsula Marina Bay, Phase 2, Area 1, Parcel K, Agreement Number 565. The developer here is... Peninsula at Long Neck LLC from McLean, Virginia. The location we're talking about is the Marina Bay Circle. Sanitary Sewer District is Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. 35 condominium units and 12 townhouses. System connection charges are $137,428. We already have approvals from the Sussex County Engineering Department and the Department of Natural Resources. Expected construction days will be 30. Construction administration and construction inspection costs $26,792, with a proposed construction cost of $178,615. For this agreement, the proposed motion reads, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 565, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Peninsula at Long Neck LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Peninsula Marina Bay, Phase 3, Area 1, Partial K, located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. That is the motion.
Gentlemen, you heard Mr. Goblin? Motion.
Does someone make the motion?
Yeah, I'll make that motion. Okay. We need some more sewer service in this county.
Mr. Cole made a motion. Okay. Second, Mr. Jones to approve wastewater.
Get a few more houses built.
Marina Bay Phase 2 Area 1 Agreement 565. Agreed by Mr. Goblin.
That's not
question,
dark.
Mr. Cole.
Pays better now than ever.
Cole.
Yes.
Got to do a clean record show that Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Goblin.
Members of Council, the second agreement is Sussex County District 81-04, Peninsula Marina Bay Area 2, Agreement Number 615. Again, the developer is Peninsula at Long Neck LLC from McLean, Virginia. The location is Marina Bay Circle in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. This will serve 298 multifamily units, connection charges totaling $871,352. We already have approvals from the Sussex County Engineering Department and the Department of Natural Resources. Construction time is estimated at 90 days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs should total $69,691. Proposed construction cost will be $464,610. And the supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 615, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and Peninsula at Long Neck LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Peninsula Marina Bay Area 2, located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve Phase 2, Area 2, Agreement Number 615. As Reverend Mr. Goblin, questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Let the record show Mr. Phillips still out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Mr. Goblin?
Yes, sir. Members of Council, Mr. President, our third agreement this morning is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Peninsula Marina Bay Area 3, Agreement Number 600. Again, the developer is Peninsula at Long Neck LLC from McLean, Virginia. Location is the main road in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. This project will service 99 condominium units and 12 townhouses. Service connection charges totaling $324,564. We already have approvals from the Sussex County Engineering Department and the Department of Natural Resources. Construction time is estimated at 60 days. Administration and construction inspection costs totaling $45,722. Proposed construction cost will be $304,815. And the supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that proposed upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 600, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Peninsula at Long Neck LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Peninsula Marina Bay, Area Number 3, located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. You've heard this motion read in its entirety. Is there a motion for approval?
Yes. Gentlemen.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. To approve Item C, Phase 2, Area 3, Agreement Number 600. As Reverend Mr. Goblin, questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes, we need to help.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Thank you, Mr. Goblin. Mr. Stickles?
Gentlemen, the first item I have is titled Agriculture Land Preservation Program.